Welcome to another special day for York United. I think we're collecting them over the last couple of years. Spoiler alert, we have some special guests in the room. We're very eager to meet you, say hello. Just some housekeeping things. If you have a spectacular question that you want to ask, absolutely, we see you, we hear you. If you have a second spectacular question, maybe we will allow it, but let's keep it to two, please, for all the reporters in the room, because we also have a lot of people joining us virtually from around the country. I mentioned some special guests. We also have another special guest. I just wanted to provide a little bit of context and background in terms of how we got to this point. It's been a dedicated, arduous commitment of time and energy, and none better to speak about that than the Commissioner of the Canadian Premier League, Mr. Martin.
Great day for the Canadian Premier League, and I just want to start mostly with thank yous and let you get to the principles. The first thank you goes to our board. We knew something wasn't quite right here at York, and they gave me and my leadership team the leeway to go out and correct it and to find some world-class leadership for this club, world-class ownership. So, really bold move by the board. We took a risk, and this is what happened, and we're here today. Second thing I want to thank is my team. You'll see Marnie and Glenn and Costa. Every one of them had a really important role in bringing this together and creating the opportunity for what we have today. So thank you. The York staff, who has been through a year of transition and stayed with it and trusted this process that we were going to get to a much better place and believe that this club, under the right ownership, is going to be one of the great clubs in the Canadian Premier League. So the York staff deserves a lot of credit for sticking with it. That also includes Coach Martin Nash and his technical staff, who never wavered on the field, as well as the players who made the playoffs and were really a force on the field during a transitional season. Of course, the supporters who stuck with us during the transition when they weren't really sure what was going to happen to the club. And you know, they know who they are, and they understand that building leagues is really hard and building clubs is really hard. It's nice to see a few of them here today. So thank you for sticking with the club. And all you media who are here to cover us, thank you. Thank you. We don't take that for granted, and really appreciate your coverage, and look forward to making these rooms even bigger in the future. But most importantly is to our new partners down here in the front row, the Pasquales. I just checked my notes, and it was May 4th, my first communication with Ricardo. I guess seven really short or really long months ago, we started talking about this project. So this guy from Mexico who's got an incredible background in soccer, a great passion, and we see what's happening in Canada, we see what's happening in the Canadian Premier League, and we want to be part of it. And over the course of several months, we got to know each other. As it became more and more real, we got more excited about them, they got more excited about us. And what I love about them is that they're football people. They know the game, they love the game, they're passionate about the game. They come from a family of football people. Their parents, their father's a former general secretary of the FMF in Mexico, a really, really important position in that country. And so you're getting people who've got the genetics and the genes of football, who love the game first and foremost, but they're also business people. And that combination of football and business is really going to serve this club well. The other thing that's really important is they're not going to be absentee. They're moving their families, you see their families here today, to Toronto to run this club. They're not going to try and do this out of Mexico City or Monterrey. They're coming here to Toronto to be part of this community. And that's really, really important. So having the right people around the table when you're trying to build something like the Canadian Premier League, trying to make it special, is so important. I couldn't be more excited to introduce the Pasquale family. Bienvenidos a todos. The floor is yours.
So first of all, thank you very much for being here. Every single one of you, thank you for taking your time and coming to this very important day for us. I just want to make sure at the beginning, I want to congratulate Mark and their team. And I want to make sure I don't forget anybody. So everybody from Mark, Marnie, Glenn, Costa, Dylan, who's Dylan and Scott especially also. For those of you who don't know them personally, I can assure you that CPL is in great hands moving forward. We couldn't be prouder.
Recording in progress.
Okay. We couldn't be more prouder. And as I said, the CPL couldn't be in better hands moving forward. So just want to make clear. And we're here to answer all of your questions you may have. So let's get going.
Charlie, you want to kick us off, maybe?
Sure. And we'll start in the middle with Eduardo. All maybe right. Can you just tell us a little bit about what it is about Canada and about this club in particular in the CPL that appealed to you guys and made you guys want to come on board here?
Yeah, well, first of all, we watch a lot of soccer since we were little kids. Soccer is our passion. We play soccer. And we are soccer guys, so we saw all this opportunity to come here to Canada and for a great country, like first world class country, I would say, and for the CPL to have a club over here. At first started like a dream, and then we contacted Mark and started some talks with the team, and everything went pretty well. I mean, we wanted to be in the soccer game. We didn't know what country at first. We knew Canada was an option, but I mean, all the stars aligned to make the investment, leave over here with our families. That was very important for us also. And for the team and for the CPL, we really trusted the CPL. We see it as a long-term project, and I think we're in great hands. And hopefully, it can be successful for everybody. I think it will.
And just to face Ricardo as president, GM, from a footballing sense on the pitch, this was quite a good year for the club last year. Can you maybe just walk us through a little bit of, you know, your philosophies and thoughts on this club from a footballing sense over these next few months?
Yeah, sure. Just going past a few months, we were here maybe early July, I would say. We came to a game. That's the first time we met the coach and the staff very briefly back then. Just very excited moving forward and working with them. I think the club, as you just said, from a soccer perspective, there are a bunch of great players. I'm just going to start to know them. I don't know. I want to thank Max. He's right here with us. Thank you for your time for being here, Max. So just excited to work with them. We met with them last week, maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes, about how the ideas and how passionate we're going to be regarding how can we help the players to get better in any sense, and obviously for the club moving forward. So very excited to work with those guys.
Mitchell.
Miguel, I guess, how important was it for you guys to move to Canada in doing this process and, you know, really be here on the ground so you can, oversee the day-to-day operations from, you know, up close?
Well, first of all, like my brothers were saying, this has been a dream come for us. We saw, we looked for some opportunities. After we contacted first Mark and his team, we saw that it was a big deal. So we know Canada, what we've been studying the past several months, you know, soccer is growing, it's a youth sport right now. More than 1 million players, 3 years old and 15 years old, take care in Canada. You're going to be hosting the World Cup in 2026, so this is a big deal. So when we look at it and all its advantages, it means the world to us. It means the world to us, and this is, like I was saying, Tom, Charlie, some of the fans, this is also their team. So when we look at the community, we want to grow with them. So that's what we're looking for, and we're very enthusiastic about the community.
Thomas.
Eduardo, I suppose one of the things some people would say more pressing issues with the club is the lack of a real permanent stadium that has kind of the character of the club on it. So I'm just curious, is there like a date that you're trying to get that done by? If so, like, where are you thinking for a new home for the club?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, I think we play at a great stadium right now. We're very grateful with university, first class university. But I also think, York needs our own stadium.
for the fans, for our identity, for everything. So that's a great question. We're going to work on it. We're going to see some options, what the best option. We're going to talk with the fans, with the community, get them involved a lot in their decision, and we're going to start working on that. As a date, I'm not going to tell you any specific date, but for sure, every day we want to work on that.
And then I guess for Miguel, you know, you guys talk about like being a big community club, but obviously you've got Toronto, you've got the GTA, there's a lot of communities. Is there kind of one that you're focusing on, like the inner city or the greater area first?
We want to look, at all of them. We want to look at all of them. We want to grow the fan base. I know, like you, Tom, there's how old are you?
14.
14. and you're as a journalist, so that means the world to us. To have you here and that's what we want to look for. You know, start growing the fan base, and we want everyone who wants to be involved in the team. It's their team. It's their team. So as we go, you go.
Thank you.
Sure. I just want to add something up regarding what Miguel just said. Since we were little kids, we used to root for another team in Mexico. We don't know. Not anymore. But it wasn't like we never identified who the owners were. You know, it was the community scene. Okay, so this may be the day that we present ourselves as the owners of the team, but it's going to be the city team, the community team, and some of the decisions that are going to be made everybody in general. Maybe led by us, but every we hope to have everybody involved.
Any other questions in the room? Joseph.
Ricardo, Eduardo, Miguel, welcome to Toronto. Welcome to the Core United family. And welcome, I would say, for the Spanish community, bienvenidos a Toronto. Espero que como organización puedan hacer algo diferente. As a team, we wish you all the best. What are you going to make different? What are you going to be your few steps going forward? Because now is everything nice. Today we see a lot of media, but when the time goes, it's only a few people that is here. What difference are you going to make?
Okay. Well, first of all, we got to work together, as we always told you, not only with our fans and the community, but also with the CPL. CPL, as Ricardo told before when we started the press conference, they're in pretty good hands. But we got to grow together with them. I know for sure we have their support and the support of our other partners, the owners of the other teams. So first, we just met the staff last week ago. Thank you guys for being here, all of you. I think they're pretty great persons. I mean, they're willing to work with us in this project for the remainder of a lot of years to come, and we're gonna take it break by break. I mean, just see what's how can we grow it together, because it's a whole project of our whole team, community, fans, CPL, so everything. So I mean, my answer would be we're gonna work our tails off to get that done. Okay? Which way we're gonna do it, that's where we're just figuring it out, and but for sure we're gonna see some important big things going on.
My second question is, what are you gonna be? Are you gonna be more flexible for new ideas?
We have,
especially to because usually George United he has a good team. The only problem that we see over the years is that the lack of attendance, and everybody come up with a lot of ideas, but down the run, nobody can put it together. It's excellent team. And we all let them fall short. It's something new that you're going to improve.
So your question has a lot of answers. I appreciate that, and here's the staff. They're not going to make me lie. We've been talking to them about a bunch of new different ideas that we want to implement. It's not going to be tomorrow. We're going to work hard on them. As Eduardo said, involving the community, involving the CPL, the team, everybody. So we're just eager to get started. Past few months have been kind of difficult because we've already wanted to get started, but Mark has said no. Even if you're at 99% there, you won't start getting to know everybody until the deal's officially done, which is made last Thursday, I believe. So yeah, we have a bunch of new ideas we want to start implementing. Just at the right time.
Brandon.
One for you, Miguel. We've seen in the past couple of years, this club obviously is in a very tight ecosystem in terms of sports. We have a lot of teams in the city. From a marketing perspective, I guess, what are your guys' goals in terms of getting the club's name out there into the community and, again, relating to the last question, just increasing attendances and the sort of energy around the club?
Well, what we're saying, we're just getting here. I know marketing-wise, there's a huge opportunity. Like I was saying before, the soccer fan base in Canada, all Canada, it's actually children from 3 to 4 years old. So we're working on that. I mean, what I'm telling you is we're working a lot to create a better image for the club, to have more activation with the club, to have better attendance. That's how everything starts, but everything starts with the fans. So as the season goes on and the year goes on, we'll see better results in regarding that matter, the marketing, and of course all the activation and promotion and engagement with the fans.
Okay. And as a quick follow-up, if I could?
Quick, Brandon, yeah. No pressure.
I understand it's very early to be talking about head coaching and staff acquisitions and player acquisitions, but obviously you guys have a very big opportunity next week with the draft, first draft that you guys will be taking part in for the club. Are there any secrets to that? And I guess from a philosophy perspective, is there a specific angle that you're taking for this draft?
Well, good question. I obviously can't answer them. that is between the team, this tragedy that we have. Regarding the coaching staff, so everybody from Martin, Camilo, Mauro, I just by talking to them, I can see their passion, their knowledge, and we met them in person last Monday, I believe. So since then, since the first day we met them, we started to build for the draft and for the upcoming season. So we're on that.
Robin.
Yeah. Well, there's a team that. Out of Ottawa, and they're owned by Atletico Madrid, and so they have their training camps in Spain, and so this team, York, has always played, well, with no bubble training, freezing, so forth. You guys, with your input from Mexican League, Dad's team, you say take this team down to Mexico for the 6 weeks of training camp? Any ideas about that?
Yeah, for sure we're looking at some teams over there. We plan to go, it's not officially yet, but we plan to go, I don't know if this year for sure, but hopefully in the next years to play Mexican teams over there. And not only Mexican teams, like also from MLS teams and some teams in Central America. But that's part of our plans going forward.
John, I know you're waiting.
Thank you. I know you're the face of Game Plan Sports Group, but the press release also noted there were other prominent investors based in Mexico. So I'm just curious if you can detail who all is involved in the ownership group.
Yeah, I mean, we're the leaders of this project and we're also investors in this project. We have a couple of family offices in Mexico from the consumer retail market. I mean, they believe in us. They would really like this project, but as I told before, we are the leading managed group for this project.
Yeah, and also I'm going to add to that, we're also putting our life investment in this project. So we may be the front, but also we have an experienced group backing us up, and that's about it.
Thank you.
Carlo.
Question for Ricardo here. Just kind of an early plan of the direction of the club and developing a championship team.
Okay. So what? Good question. And I would like to expand on this. Our vision for the future is investing in young Canadian talent. I mean, that's why we're here, and I can tell you that's the most important factor. And obviously, we have small, medium, and long-term plans. As for right now. Here in the next couple of days, the actual roster, what's going to be for next season. But that's what we will. So, one of the plans we're talking about is how can we be very competitive at every tournament that we're in, at the same time having most of the roster being young and Canadian. So, we have to find the correct balance between, in theory, obviously it's much easier than in practice. But yeah, that way, I can tell you mainly that's the main reason that's why we're here.
Ricardo, having a Mexican background, are you going to bring any, let's say, for example, Mexican players to try to be compatible with the community? Because it's usually the Mexican community is usually like growing and growing every year. And something that happened probably a few years ago with George United, they brought two Argentinian players, one Colombian player. They never have access to have the media. They were never have access to let's say to grow their names. Are you gonna be able to make something different in case if you bring some Mexican players?
Well, speaking for Eduardo, Miguel and myself, I can tell you we're exploring every option from leagues in Africa, leagues in Asia, Mexico, Latin America, entire job, you know. If not, I think we wouldn't be doing a great job. Regarding Mexico, I can tell you we have many connections from maybe most of the teams in there. So yeah, we already reached out to them. We're gonna meet in later December, January, February, start building a relationship with them, get to know the players, which players might be good for the CPL coming forward. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, just to reiterate, two questions in the room, please, before we can move on. Anyone else have a question before we jump to the Zoom portion of the press conference? John, follow up.
Might be a bit early, but with 10 players on club options, about 4 in a contract, and we've seen other clubs are getting their end of season roster announcements. I know you've been a little bit, but just wondering if there might be a timeline on when we'll see.
Obviously, it's tough. Couple weeks we just went through regarding the transition, you know, from CPL to us. But again, you guys didn't say anything, so it was official. So I can tell you maybe next week an announcement are coming, and we're gonna start from there.
Close, John. Close. You dangled it. Fair play. Okay, if there's no more questions in the room, we're going to jump to Zoom, guys. So if you just want to tune into the monitor here, there's a couple of questions. James, I know you've been waiting patiently to kick us off in Zoom.
Lovely. Thank you, Owen. Thank you for joining us, gentlemen. My apologies that I couldn't make it up today. I'm not exactly sure who to direct this to, but as you start this new project, are there any past experiences at the forefront of your mind that you think will guide you going forward?
Yeah, so good question again. From our personal experience, and just to make it very clear for everybody, none of us have yet experience working at a professional soccer club. Having said that, we come from a family background, starting from my dad, which is he's here in the room, grandfather, uncle, etc. I have been involved in the game since I can remember. So I think that has been great past experience for us. We hope to build our own path, our new journey, and I can tell you we're more than ready to do that.
Excellent. And the initial news release, you mentioned the importance of youth development. You touched on that a little bit. I know it's very early days still at the moment, but can you give us a sketch of what that looks like? Is it an academy? Is it association for clubs? Where are you guys going with that?
Yeah, I mean, actually, we met last week with some important guys from York Regions, the Bronx schools, youth schools, and we talked to them already. I mean, we want to build something together with them, with the community, with the kids, and but that's something that we already started looking at, and we're going to keep it moving. So.
Excellent. And last one for me, just a little bit on moving the whole family to Toronto. What are you guys looking forward to with that relocation? And if you, my advice would be to maybe wait until spring.
Okay. Okay. First of all, just so you know a little background, I met my wife 25 years ago. Okay. When I met my wife, she just she came back to Mexico because she used to live in Toronto. And so ever since I met her, she lived here for a couple of years. Ever since I met her, she started speaking very highly regarding Toronto. Toronto this and Toronto that and Toronto. I was kind of getting annoyed about Toronto until maybe 10 years ago, more or less, the first time that I came here. So I get why you speak so highly of Toronto. So I'm very excited to be living here. I'm personally, I'm going to be here starting in January because of my kids. They're little, so I can just grab them from the kindergarten and take them over. Eduardo and Miguel are coming on summer. Eduardo and Miguel a bit later on because their kids are bigger, so it's a bit harder for them right now.
Excellent. Thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you guys.
Thank you. James. Thank you very much.
Thank you, James. Thank you, James. Josh, over to you.
Perfect. Firstly, congratulations on the purchase of the club, guys. It's a very exciting time for the league. I just wanted to go back a little bit to some of the questions at the beginning of the press conference to ask what particularly excited you about this opportunity, and to go even further than that, what do you think your biggest challenges are going to be as you prepare on this many year journey?
Well, first, Josh, thanks for the question. We're very excited. I mean, like I was saying, this is a dream come true. Professional-wise, I think for the three of us, this is the best notice ever. And I mean, I'm sure, I hope some of you guys have good professional news for this, but by far is for us the best. It took us a lot of work. So we're very excited about the challenges. I mean, there are going to be a lot of challenges. Like he was saying, no, I mean, this is a beautiful journey right now. The media, press, everything, our smile and everything. But we know starting back then, when it was official, till months from now, there are going to be challenges. But we know at the end of the day, we have to work on those challenges, and the results are going to be there. But it's going to take a while. It's going to take a lot of work, a lot of sacrifices. But once we start working on it, I'm sure they're going to present, and we're going to solve them, and that's what we're looking for. I mean, precisely what kind of challenges, there are going to be many, but we're willing and looking forward to working with those challenges.
Lovely, that's all for me. Thank you.
Thanks, Josh. Felipe, over to you.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to say, first of all, bienvenidos a la liga, to the league. I wanted to ask a little bit about what you were saying of maybe bringing the team to Mexico, maybe bringing a couple of Mexican players over to New York United, and I wanted to know, how are you planning to balance relying on the connections that you have back in Mexico and sort of blazing your own trail here in Canada with the Canadian connections that you're planning to make?
First of all, I just want to be clear that our main project is young Canadians. That's where we want to build this project into it. And of course, we also need some balance. I mean, we need, I know for sure, players from other countries and maybe older players and soccer-wise, young players at the time. But for sure, I mean, Mexico is an option for us, but not only Mexico. We've been, as Ricardo told you before, we've been talking with leagues around the world, not only Mexico, and I can tell you something in Europe, and some in Africa, and also South America. So, I mean, it's not nothing concrete right now, but we're looking at bring some international players for sure.
Thank you.
Thanks, Felipe. Ridwan, I'm waiting patiently.
Yes, congratulations on the new progress and what they bring on board. We hope it will fertilize the seas, and then New York will get big back among the big boys of the league. My question has to do with the current team and the technical team. I mean, the playing body and the technical team. Is this something you guys have looked at? Are you happy and doing, you know, the team's exploits last or the just ended campaign? Is this something you guys are, you know, happy about?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
I'm talking about the current team, technical team, and also the players and the performance of the team in the just ended season. Is this something you guys are happy about, and what is the next one?
Okay, so again, I'd like to extend from your questioning. First of all, everybody from the staff, and we already talked about this, congratulate you guys. As Mark said, you did a great job balancing what happened last year to this transition. As for the players, I think the team has great players. They have probably the best roster in the league, and I know this is, I don't want to take a shot on Bobby and Fortune, everybody on the team, but
please do.
I don't think it's not going to be a as happy for many years to come for them. We're up for the challenge, I can tell you that. That's about it.
I also want to add that we saw the teams, the team play last season, all the games. We were in Mexico watching them, or were we with the one soccer app or something. So we got a pretty good feeling of the players, what do they do, what are their positions, and I think that last year they did a terrific job advancing to the playoffs. But as Ricardo said, we really believe like we have the best roster in this field.
And then just to complement that, on the playoff game, we lost, you know, most of you know, the last play of the game, 1-0. So although it was not official, we were looking at them as fans back then. So when the game was over, we were all, you know, it was so heartbreaking. So imagine not that what back then was not official. Now we are, you know, officially part of this team, of the owner. So we're looking forward to, you know, putting a great team and competing game by game.
Thank you, Ridwan. Thank you, everybody, for joining on Zoom as well. Appreciate the time. And that concludes our very first press conference with our new ownership. Thank you, everybody, for being here.